right, we'll go ahead and get started this morning. I'll kind of do a little introduction before I teach. My name is Charles Felker, and I surrendered to the call to preach when I was 19 years old. I'm 24 now, and I'm from a little town called Mountain Grove, Missouri. Some of you may know where that's at. There isn't much there. If you're going very fast at all and blink, you'll probably miss it all together. But it's good to be here this morning. I appreciate Brother Mike lending me his pulpit today while he's gone and away. And he had called me probably on Thursday, Friday this week, I don't remember, and kind of just going over a few details with me about the church. And he said, by the way, he said, who I was going to have teach Sunday school kind of backed out on me. And you're going to need to teach Sunday school. And so kind of threw a wrench in. I don't normally do that when I fill in. Usually I just kind of get up there and scream and spit, kick, and holler, and I go home. That's kind of the way I do it. But you'll just have to look over me, all right? I just trying to obey the Lord this morning. And just got a simple thought on what to teach about. And you all are kind of glutton for punishment. You're not just going to get me for 1 hour. You're going to get me for 2 hours. And so you might be sick and tired of me by the time we get through today. But I'm going to be in Hebrews chapter 11 is where I'm going to be at. And I'm going to begin. I think I'll start at verse number 32. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 32. This chapter, if my memory serves me right, and if I'm right, this is called, in the Bible, they call this the faith chapter, I believe. And in Hebrews chapter 11, you'll find before verse 32, the Bible talks about a lot of heroes of faith. And when you start at verse number 1, if you go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, the Bible says, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. And I'm so sure most of us here this morning probably know that verse by heart and by memorization. Very familiar passage of Scripture. But then as you read on after that, you'll find a word in there very, very common. Comes up many times, by faith, by faith, by faith. By faith Moses, by faith Abraham, by faith Joseph, by faith Abel. You'll find that in there quite a bit, and if you get to read Hebrews chapter 11. And I want to start at verse 32, and I'm just going to kind of read through this. And I don't know how you normally, how Brother Mike normally teaches Sunday school. If anybody got a comment or a question, I sometimes don't do a good job of stopping and taking them. So if you got one, either just interrupt me or raise your hand, do something, get my attention. If you need to say something at any time. It says, let's go to verse 32. Let's just read for a little bit. It says, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, however you pronounce that close enough, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. If you go back like I was talking earlier in Hebrews chapter 11, you'll find the word, as I mentioned earlier, you'll find out that it says by faith, by faith, by faith. And it talks about in the Bible throughout the years over time, everything that kind of was, in my own words, what I would say what was accomplished, what was done, what people did. The Bible said they did it by faith. Most of the time before they ever did it, when you read, the first two words you'll come to is by faith. And I want you to notice in this text, even though I didn't read it, you can go back and read it. Most of us have read it and know what I'm talking about. I want you to notice the people of faith. You go back before all of this and you find out that everything that they did was by faith. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. And it's hard to live for the Lord. It's hard to be a true child of God without living for God through faith. Amen. I mean, it'd be a hard thing to do. That's what the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. Faith is a big part in being a Christian. Not only does it take faith to be saved, but it also takes faith every day of our lives to live out the Christian life. It's very important. And so when you go back and you read by faith, by faith, by faith, I want you to notice something that all these people have in common. It was all by faith. It wasn't about church attendance. It wasn't about being a good preacher. It wasn't about being in the choir. I never read anywhere where it said by being baptized or by being a good preacher. It wasn't by none of that. It was by faith is what it was by. And you don't have to be something special just to have faith. Amen. And I'm glad for that today. And if you go through this text, you'll find out there was people of many different backgrounds, nationalities, come from all different walks of life. And the one thing that I found that they had in common was they all had faith. And that's what we need today as a church. We don't need, you know, some people get hung up on all types of things. They get hung up on different types of theology. Some people get hung up on different denominations. Some people, you get so much stuff you get hung up on. And I think, be honest about it, sometimes being a Christian is a lot more simpler than what we make it out to be. And so the writer here in Hebrews 11 said, all this was done, it was all by faith. And I think we could be more mindful in our lives. The biggest thing that we need, be honest about it, and I know for me speaking, I need more faith. I need God to help me. And a little bit about me, I'm an evangelist. I've been preaching since I was 19, and I've pretty well evangelized all the years of my ministry. I'm 24 now, and so I did pastor a church for about a year and a half, but for the most part, main part of my ministry, I have evangelized. And I also own a business. I install overhead doors. That's what I do when I'm not on the road preaching or somewhere, so I own my own business. And there's some good with that, and there's sometimes can be some bad with that. Come Monday morning, I don't have to worry about walking into work and anybody firing me. I've always got a job, amen? And I don't got to worry about anybody getting on to me if I'm late, or if I want to go on vacation, or if I just want to sit at home not do nothing, I don't got to worry, because I'm my own boss. But when there's a problem, and when there's an issue, they come looking for me, and that sometimes isn't a great thing. I've got employees, and so every now and again they may mess up, and someone will come to me that's aggravated or upset, and I'm everything. I'm the complaint department. I'm everything. And so there's good and bad with that, but in my business, I'm a very driven person. I want to be successful. I want to excel. I do not like to fail. And so I'll just be honest, I have a mentality that I want my business to be the best business there is. I mean, I want it to be the best. I want it to be good. I want to be successful. And sometimes you have to, I'm bad myself, to try myself in my own mind and my own power to make it everything I want, instead of just having faith in the good Lord that He'll take care of me, that He'll sustain me, that He'll provide for me. And so I said all that to say that sometimes we not need to try to make things so much about ourselves and do it in our own power, our own might, our own ability, our own knowledge, and just say, you know what, Lord, I'm just going to take this by faith, and You'll take care of me, and You'll sustain me, because You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so I want you to just notice the people of faith. If you get to studying these people, there wasn't much fancy or flashy about them. They just had faith in the Lord. That's how they accomplished what they accomplished. That's how they did what they did. I'm going to tell you all something today. This church, I say this nearly everywhere I go, this church can be the biggest thing in this city if you want it to be. And it's going to take a whole lot of faith to get there. Amen? I know churches got some of the best preachers around. You're going to have something better than a good preacher to grow a church. It's going to take faith in an almighty God that He can do what He says He'll do. Amen? And don't put faith in Brother Charles this morning. Don't put faith in my abilities. Let's just put faith in the good Lord, because He's one that does never fail us. And so I just want you to look at the people in this faith chapter. They were just people of faith, common people. They were nothing fancy, nothing flashy. They just all had one thing in common, and it was faith. And that was enough. You know something about faith? It's enough. You don't need sometimes any more than faith. It's enough. And just put faith in the good Lord, and it'll be enough for you. And so I want you to notice the people of faith. But number two, I want you to notice the power of faith. It said in verse 32, I'll read some of it again. He said, "What shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of David and Samuel and of the prophets." He's saying that we don't got enough time to talk about all these people and everything that's been done. We ain't got enough time to talk about it, to go over it. And so he says, it says, who, all these people, he's talked about who through faith, there's that word again, through faith, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. So he goes on to say everything that these men have accomplished, that they've done, it's been through faith. He said they've obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, wrought righteousness, subdued kingdoms. All this stuff they've done was by faith. Didn't say anything. I'm sure there might have been a little prayer involved, but it didn't. If God told him to write down prayer, he'd have wrote down prayer here. He didn't write it down. He's talking about faith, folks. He said through faith they obtained righteousness. They wrought righteousness. They shut the mouths of lions. Sometimes in our life, sometimes I think we forget how much power we got in faith. Folks, it ain't about my ability. It ain't about your ability. It's in God's. It's in the one we're putting our faith in. Amen? And sometimes I think we forget. Sometimes we forget what kind of God we serve and who He is and what He's able to do. The Bible says He can do exceedingly, abundantly above all we ask or think. And so these men weren't putting their faith in some statue, some image, some cat. They were putting their faith in the Lord. And through putting their faith in the Lord, they did all this stuff. Now, folks, I want to ask you something. When we put our faith in God, the Bible says with God, nothing's impossible. And when you put your faith in God, when the doctor comes and gives you a bad report, what we ought to do if we want to overcome the report, we ought to put our faith in God. Amen? You can't preach your way out of circumstances, and sometimes you can't praise your way out of circumstances. Sometimes the only option we have as Christians is to just put our faith in God and just let Him do what only He can do. Amen? And through all of these things that this text mentions, the reason all this happened was because somebody had the sense to put their faith in God, and God saw them through to the other side. And folks, I don't know if this is a hard thing. I don't know if this is a simple thing. Probably a lot easier than what we make it out to be sometimes. But if we just put our faith in God, and we'd stop worrying so much, and stop fretting, and worrying about what's going to happen, what's going to take place, and just say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to put my faith in You. And you know what? Whatever happens, happens. Whether it comes out in my favor, whether it doesn't come out in my favor, Lord, I'm just going to put my faith in You. Because like I said, that's the only option we've got. We got no plan B as a Christian. You either put your faith in God or you're not. And that's the only two options you've got, or only option you got. And so we need to get a place in our lives when we get in instances and circumstances in our lives and things come our way, God help us, that we put our faith in the good Lord. Amen? Because I know for myself, you know, like I said before, I own my own business, and there's times when I've got work plumb up over my head, and there's times when I'm phone ain't ringing, nobody's ordering doors, and I get a little, I don't know about you, but I'm a nervous person. Amen. I mean, I am. I'm nervous. I mean, if you come up here and look at my fingernails, I've chewed them all off because I'm just a nervous person. But sometimes I got to just stop and say, you know what, God? You brought me here. You ain't going to pull out on me anytime soon. You wouldn't lead me up to this point in my life to jerk the rug out from underneath my feet and say, well, boy, you're on your own. He ain't going to do that. And so, I know for me, I just need to have faith in God. He's going to take care of me. He's going to supply my needs. I found out I cannot do enough to make... I can't do anything to make that cell phone ring. I can't make people order the doors. I can't make people call me. I can't do none of that. The reason my business is what it is and my ministry is what it is today is because of an almighty God. And I just need to put my faith in Him that God's going to see me through and take me to the other side and going to help me. And so, folks, I believe there's power in our faith. That when we put our faith in the author, in the Bible, by the way, He says, if you read on verse 12, chapter 12, He said, the author and finisher of our faith. You put your faith in Him, the one who's the beginner and the ender of your faith, put your faith in Him. There ain't nothing God can do when you got your faith in the right thing and you got your faith in the Lord. And there's power in that. Not in because we've done anything, but it's in who we've got our faith in. Amen? And there's power in that. Number three, let's continue and let's go on. Let me stop. Anybody got anything they want to add or say? I'm doing all the talking. Yes, sir.
All these people that were in faith, they were not, they done things wrong.
Sure.
But they had to get to the point where they went to faith.
Sure.
I just want to say that we all need to get to that point where we go to faith. Because we're going to do things wrong.
Absolutely. Sure. Anyone else got anything? All right. I did write this down since he mentioned that. I did write this down in my Bible. I wrote down in my Bible, liars and cheaters and sinners, just like he said, they were all one time like we always, they were always lost at some point in our life. And like he said, one day, they finally put their faith in the right thing. They got a hold of faith, and it changed their life, and does the same thing for us. Let's go on. Let's go to number three. I see the people of faith. I see the power of faith, but then I see the perseverance of faith. Let's go to verse number. Let's look at verse 36, or let's go 35. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, and that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. I read all of that. The Bible says they were sawn asunder, they were mocked, they were afflicted, destitute, tormented, slain with the sword, bonds and imprisonments, stoned, wandered in the deserts, in the mountains, in dens and caves. They were going through some pretty rough stuff. Kind of some hard times. I mean, they was being tortured. They were cut with a sword. They were murdered. They were destitute. They were out in the streets. They were living in caves and in the mountains and in the deserts. I mean, they kind of just, to be honest about it, they were living in some pretty rough times. Had some hard licks. And it's still, even though I read all that, it's still talking about faith here. Even though they were living in the desert, even though they were living in dens, and they were living in caves, and they'd been mocked, and they'd been murdered, and they'd been stoned, and all that stuff, one thing did not waver, and one thing did not leave them, and one thing didn't make a difference, was they still had their faith, even though they was going through all that stuff. And sometimes our faith is dependent and hinges on our circumstances. Well, we all got faith when we're on that mountaintop, don't we? Boy, life's going good. Money's in the bank. Family's healthy. I mean, everything's just A-okay. It's pretty easy to have faith in, isn't it? But boy, when life jerks the rug out from underneath you, it's a different story sometimes. And our faith should not hinge on our current situation and circumstance, and maybe our faith shouldn't hinge on who's elected president or who's elected governor or what our country's doing or what our community's doing or how crazy things get or that doesn't matter. That should have no effect on our faith. Whether things are going good or things are going bad, one thing should remain the same, and that's our faith in the good Lord. And so even though all this was happening. They were destitute. I mean, they'd gone through some tough times. The one thing that remained intact was their faith. Folks, they can do a lot of things to us. I know that we're living in a different day and time. It's kind of a twofold thing. In one sense, the best is yet to come. And that's to spend eternity in heaven forever. And I look forward to that. But also on the same hand, we also got a whole lot negative coming down the pipeline at the same time. And be honest about it, it's going to get worse before it ever gets better. And that's just the truth. You read the Bible, it'll show you that out plain and simple. But the one thing we need to keep intact is our faith. No matter how bad it gets, no matter how discouraging it is, we must keep our faith. They can take our homes, they can do anything they want to do, but the one thing they can't take is our faith. Amen? And so we need to make sure our faith stays intact. And matter of fact, when you're going through things like this that I read and you're hearing this morning, through torments and living in caves and mountains and deserts and being stoned, when you're going through all that, you need your faith more than you ever needed it. Have you ever seen people when they go through problems in their life? They've been a churchgoer, been faithful to church and attended church all their life. And it seems, I mean, life gets a little sideways. And I mean, it ain't no time they've quit church. No longer going to church. No longer reading their Bible. That never made no sense to me. The time when they needed the church the most, they quit it. And folks, sometimes that's how we are in our life. When we need faith the most and we need the Lord the most, we quit on God and we lose our faith because of our circumstances and our situation and what we're going through and what we're dealing with. And if we be honest about it, that should have no effect and have no place on our faith and in how we serve the Lord, how we live for the Lord, and how we think of God. That should have, no matter what we're going through, that should not change who we are. We ought to remain steadfast in our faith. We ought to be unwavering, unmovable, always abounding. And unfortunately, I've seen too many times in my life where people have a fallout with the church and have a fallout with God because their circumstances and their things in their life changed. And if we ever need anything in that time, it's we need our faith the most in the Lord when we need it. Anybody got anything to add? Say, comment, anyone at all. All right. We'll keep going. So there's the perseverance of faith. Faith in God will help you to keep on keeping on when it looks like you ain't got no reason to and you don't feel like it and sometimes when you don't want to. I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't be here today had it not been for a faith in the good Lord, I wouldn't be here today. I guarantee you that much. And you wouldn't be here today had it not been for your faith. Thank the Lord for a faith in an almighty God that has led us to where we are at today. Amen? I'm not where I need to be, but I'm glad I'm not what I used to be. Amen? And I wouldn't be here today had not been for a faith in God. It's helped me to persevere and helped me to keep on keeping on and make it through the hard times, the trying times, the troublesome times. And it's what kept me going. All right, let's go on. Let's look at, let's see here. Let's go to verse 39. We'll read 39 and 40. And these all having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Fourthly, I don't just see the people of faith. I don't just see the power of our faith. I don't see also the perseverance. But number four, I see the product of our faith. And there is a product of our faith when your faith remains in the Lord, stays there, doesn't move, doesn't go other places. And these all having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise. He's talking about those that died before God sent His Son, before He sent His Son to earth. The people before Christ, before Calvary, let me put it that way, before Calvary, before the cross, those folks believed in a Messiah to come and to die. Now we are on the other side of that. We're on the other side of the spectrum. We believe in a God that did come and did die on the cross and is set at the right hand of the throne of the Father. My hillbilly came out right there, if you caught it. I said seated. All right, you caught me. I knew it'd come out before the day was up. But anyways, we believe in a God that has come and has died on the cross for our sins, and they believe for one to come. And He said they received not the promise, which means most of them died before that ever took place and that ever happened. And they received not the promise, but it says us, it says receive not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us. Now folks, I don't know about you, but listen, this is just Brother Charles talking, and this is just me doing my own thinking. It would seem like a whole lot easier for me to believe in a God in heaven that has already died, has already sent His Son to earth, born of a virgin, died on the cross, shed His blood, was put in a tomb, and on the third day got up and rose and is sitting right now at the right hand of the throne of God. It seems to me to be a whole lot easier to believe that, something that's already happened, something that's already taken place, than for it to already happen, or for it to happen. I guess let me put it that way. And can you imagine being those folks, believing that one day someone was going to come, going to be born of a virgin, was going to go to a hill called Calvary and die and shed His blood, and on the third day get up and rise again? To me, it'd be harder to believe for that to happen than to believe it already has happened. Do you see what I'm saying, where I'm going with this? And so for me, folks, it would, to me, I guess I'm trying to say, God made it easier for us. I guess what I'm trying to say, maybe, whether He did or didn't, that's just how it plays out in my mind. That God already, it's already been done, it's already been fulfilled, and we've got more of a reason, and we've got more to stand on, I guess, in believing and putting faith in God now than they did back then, because He's already done it. It's been fulfilled. It's been accomplished. And I thank the Lord for that. I'm glad I'm on this side of it, because it's a lot for me. To me, it'd be easier to believe it on this side than it would be on the other side, because I know He already has done it. I know the blood's been shed. The blood's been applied. He's died. The punishment's been paid. And on the third day, He got up out of that grave and He walked out and He's seated with God this morning. And I'm glad for that. Seated at the right hand of the throne of God in power. And so, to me, it's a little easier to believe on this side than it would be on the other side. And I thank the Lord for that this morning. I do. But that's not really quite where I'm going. He said, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. And so, fourthly, I want to kind of get back to where I was going, the product of our faith. And that I'm glad that God has died on the cross for our sins. I'm glad that He sent His only begotten Son. I'm glad that He died. I'm glad He shed His blood. I'm glad for His resurrection. I'm glad for all those things. We wouldn't be here today. There'd be no sense of assembling here today had God not done all those things. Be no reason, in my opinion. But I'm glad God done all of that. But I'm glad this morning, because of my faith, God's got something better ahead than this. Says, having provided some better thing. And so I'm glad this morning that if I'll keep on keeping on with the good Lord, and I'll put my faith and my trust in Him, and I won't waver, and I won't back up, and I won't back down, God's got something a whole lot better than this. Amen? And, you know, I'm glad for what we've got down here. You know, this is just a getting ready place, folks. We're just getting ready down here for what's all going to take place up there. And I'm glad for all the things of life God lets us enjoy. One brother this morning came to me and talked about how he liked to fish. And I love to fish. And showed me a picture of a deer he had on his kale game camera. And I can tell maybe he likes to hunt, and I love that stuff. I like to hunt, I like to fish. I'm thankful for all the things God has given us down here that we can enjoy and do. But I'm so much more looking forward to spend eternity in heaven. Amen? And he's provided something a whole lot better than this. And God just didn't die on the cross. You know, when God died, he died for our sins. And that's a symbol and a picture of the punishment. When he went in the tomb, that's a symbol of him burying our sins, being buried. And on the third day, he got up and got out of the grave and walked out. And that's a picture of a new life in Christ. And without God getting up on the third day, I believe there should be no hope of heaven. And I'm glad that God went through all he went through so that he could provide for us some better thing. We got something a whole lot better than this. And I'm glad for that this morning. And I'm glad God has got something better ahead. But you cannot get to the better thing if you ain't got no faith. And in order to get to that better thing, provided us some better thing, we got to continue to have faith in God. Because if we keep our faith on this side of eternity, and we keep our faith in the good Lord, one of these days our faith will be made sight. We'll not need faith no more, friend. You want to know why? Because it'll be sight. We'll see Him. We'll walk with Him. We'll all be gathered around the throne of God, singing and praising and worshiping. One of these days we're going to have something a whole lot better than our faith. He's going to take our faith and He's going to make it sight. And my, 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 what a wonderful, wonderful day that will be. And I'm so glad for that this morning, that God has something better than this. And I want to keep my faith, because one of these days, if I just keep on keeping on for God and I keep my faith in Him, I believe He's going to give me that better thing. Amen? And I'm going to walk the streets of gold. I even, you know what, I was raised on a farm, and I remember my daddy getting on to me when I'd climb over on a gate. I would climb on the gate on the end where you chained it instead of the gate down where the hinges are. You know what I'm talking about. When you climb over a gate, you climb on the side where the hinges are at. That's where it's got the most strength. But when I get to heaven, I'm going to hang all over them pearly gates. I tell you right now, I don't care what end I get on, I'm going to hang on them and jump on them. Amen? And they ain't going nowhere. And so I'm glad for a faith in an Almighty God. And you know what? This isn't. You know, our faith ain't a dead-end road. It don't just end one day. It ain't just nothing. You keep your faith in Almighty God, and one of these days, I'm telling you, He's going to give you that better thing. And He's going to let your faith become sight. And everything we've ever believed in, we've ever trusted in, we've ever preached about, we've ever sang about, we're going to live it one of these days. Amen? And He's going to roll back the curtain and reveal it all to us. And I'm glad that, you know, I believed in some stuff that went nowhere. Anybody believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny? That stuff ends. It's a dead-end road. Goes nowhere. But when you believe in an Almighty God, that'll take you someplace. Amen? You want to get to heaven, you better put your faith in God. Don't put it in Brother Charles. Don't put it in Brother Mike. Don't put it in a piano player. Put your faith in God. It'll get you where we're all trying to get, and that's heaven. Amen? He's got something better for us. Was that the bell? We done? I cannot believe I made all the way through. Bless His holy name. Amen. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.